You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Of course, we've heard a lot of the worries and concerns about AI's role in society. And I share a lot of those concerns as we dig into that just a little bit more. And then, of course, another area where we tend to have a lot of problem and angst is with how much is being done through regulation and through agencies as opposed to going through Congress and becoming a law. So we're going to think again about AI and the regulatory scheme. So let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, today I think I have found my first favorite use for AI, because it also has to do with something that you probably wouldn't connect the dots on, and that is dealing with regulatory oversight. Really interesting. I often complain about regulatory oversight, looking at it at the national level. When I was in Washington, D.C. as a chief of staff in the Senate office of Utah Senior Senator Mike Lee, he has a display that will take your breath away. It is a display that shows the number of pages of new law passed by Congress during a given Congress, a two-year period. He also has a stack of new federal regulations. And the comparison is, usually new law is anywhere from 100 to maybe 1,000 pages in a big year. So if Congress was very active with a lot of new laws on the books, it's about 100, maybe 1,000 pages at most. Regulation, on the other hand, is a stack that extends over 13 feet. 13 feet of regulation. So I've always had my angst and worry about that, because those regulations are done by agencies, not by law. So those are people who are not elected by we the people, nor are they held accountable by we the people. And often they are doing things that function just like laws and carry the weight of law in terms of penalties to you and me if we violate them. And so I've always said those things need to be done through Congress, not through regulation. If we have 13 feet of new regulations in a given year versus 100 or to maybe 1,000 pages of new law, we are way out of whack. And that is where AI comes in. And as is usually the case, it's starting at the state level. Those little laboratories of democracy, federalism is the answer to so many of the problems we face in government. And so I want to turn your attention today to this interesting combination of AI and the administrative code. So in the state of Ohio, the lieutenant governor, John Husted, enlisted a bot even back before bots were cool. In his office, he used AI-aided analysis of the state's administrative code to go through and look at what's duplicative, what's outdated, what isn't clear. And in the process, they eliminated over 2.2 million words worth of unnecessary and outdated regulation by the end of the last year. So it was a two-year process. Again, it was long before ChatGPT release and AI going out to the masses. But a very wise lieutenant governor was deploying all of that to really rein in the regulatory state in the state of Ohio. So his team went through that process. They uploaded all the state regulations. They entered all the prompts asking it to identify anything that was outdated, anything that was duplicative. And what they found is that there were thousands of pages of rules for things like lottery games that hadn't been in existence for decades. They found repetitive language that made it really hard to tell what the state's building and fire codes were and how they varied from the national standards. All kinds of outdated language that required people to go in person to interact with an agency or an element of state government. And here's the deal. They project that with everything they've reduced with those 2.2 million words that they've decided were not necessary, outdated, or unclear, they anticipate that it will save 58,000 hours of labor over the next decade. That's a pretty good use of AI technology. I would love to see that same effort happen at the federal level. So if we can take that 13 feet high, I think it's about 80,000 pages, and run that through a little AI process, I wonder how many words and how many rules and how many unnecessary and outdated regulations we could get rid of at the federal level, and what that would save the American taxpayer, and how much more efficient and effective government could actually be. That's an amazing thing. And I think it might be my very favorite use of AI ever, because it's reducing things that are inefficient and ineffective. It's also, I think, creating a place for those who legislate in the House, in the Senate, and in the governor's office in the state of Ohio, an opportunity to look at a lot of those regulations that are currently on the books and to make a decision. Should this continue to be done by the agencies and by rule and regulation, or is this something that the legislature ought to take up? Is that the right path? Because if we really want to get to more trust in government, we've got to have processes and transparency that allow for that to happen. And so I think this is a brilliant step forward. Big kudos to Lieutenant Governor Husted out of the state of Ohio for digging into this and to applying new technology to do something that is long overdue. And I'm sure it's not perfect. I'm sure it's not flawless. I'm sure there are things they still need to work out some kinks on. This is a good use of AI. I would love to see this championed at the national, the federal level, because these are things that hurt real Americans. I've seen it over and over. When I worked in the Senate, so many of the pieces of casework that would come into the office, and this happens in every office, in the House and in the Senate back in Washington, D.C., and you'll have a constituent who's just getting pummeled by some obscure reading by someone in some obscure agency who established a rule, and then there was a penalty for the rule, and then how they enforced the rule, and none of that got done by anyone who can be held accountable. And sometimes they're really crazy and outlandish or way outdated, things that may have been done back in the 1800s that no longer apply today. And sometimes it's just the technology's moved on or things are just different than they used to be. And so having a different kind of conversation about regulation, I think, matters. It's something we need to think again about what we think we know when it comes to all of that. I know on the federal level, of course, Senator Lee has long championed the RAINS Act, Regulation from Executive from the Executive Branch in Need of Scrutiny Act, which means we just need to get these things done. And if there is going to be something that carries the full weight of law, it needs to be done by those who are supposed to make law, not by a committee, not by an agency, not by someone who works inside of an agency. And maybe the use of AI at the federal level could reduce that 13-foot, 80,000-page federal registry. Maybe we get that down so it's maybe a little more in balance with the 100 to 1,000 pages of new law that Congress gets around to each year. That's a balance we got to get to. That's a different conversation we've got to get to. And kudos to the state of Ohio for deploying some AI technology to try to get it done. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.